Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll free, 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
It's our mighty big Wednesday here on Catholic Answers Live. Thanks for being with us, and a very blessed and happy Advent to you and all of yours. Very happy to get to spend this time with you. 888-318-7884 is our number, and our topic this hour is your spiritual life. We address pastoral concerns, issues having to do with the care of souls, with families, with this is a big time for that. Maybe you got some family questions that you could use some spiritual direction for. Well, we have the man for the job. Our guest this hour, Father Vincent Serpa, is the former chaplain here at Catholic Answers, Dominican priest. He was a staff apologist here for
17 years.
Yes, I think started when Moses was a junior in high school, and then recently we returned to the wilds of Northern California, where he lives among mountain lions and coyotes, or coyotes as they call them up there. And how are you, Father Serpa?
Well, the only wild animals I see when I go down to the water are birds. Quack, 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 quack. You know, yeah. Ducks and gulls and so on.
Wait, what do they say? What do these birds
say? You're turning the tables on me now.
Again, 888-318-7884 is our number. And it is a happy time because we are preparing for the nativity of the Lord. How's your Advent going, Father?
The way it always goes, very good, because it ends with Christmas. And it's about Christmas. I mean, it's about the incarnation. What could be better than that?
Nothing.
It's a very happy time.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Right, nothing. That's as good as it gets. Do you have a Christmas tree at your, what do you have, 50 Dominicans there or something? Or how many of you live there?
There are six of us here at this particular house.
I had a totally different image. I saw you in a castle-like structure among the wilds of Northern California with 50 of your confreres. But no, so six of you live there. I don't know. Do Dominicans have Christmas trees or not?
Yes, they do. And this is – where am I going to go here?
Yeah, you just hold
this
it up.
That's
your house and you on all of you. Oh, that's your Christmas card. Brandon, you're aware that no one can see that on the radio, but I
know, but people who are watching can see it.
Oh yeah, right. Well, some people are watching.
Yeah, there are six of us, and we're standing in front of our new house, a Dominican house, and that's it. So it's for the benefit of our other houses too, because a lot of the Dominicans in our province haven't seen it yet. So I'm sending them out left and right here.
Could you
but yeah, we do have a Christmas tree. We do. It's beautiful. All kinds of stuff on it. Yeah.
Very nice. You got to help me with Christmas Mass. Christmas Eve will be a Sunday, and then Christmas Day, therefore, will be a Monday. And so isn't it going to be confusing at the parishes? They often have a Christmas Eve Mass. Let me put it this way.
You got to go 2 days in a row. Period.
Yeah, you got to go 2 days in a row. But let's say you usually go Sunday afternoon to Mass, right? You usually go, which sometimes we do. You go to 5 o'clock Mass on Sunday, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But now that's going to be the vigil Mass. Is it the church's intention that matters, or is it your own personal intention that matters? In whether it's
If you can't go to the early Mass on Sunday, go to the evening Mass, but then you have to go again the next day.
Yeah. Okay.
No free lunch. I mean, no free lunch. It is a free lunch. It's free everything.
That's right. Yeah.
It's grace.
I think it is going to be confusing to people, though. I'm not saying that. I'm not trying to be a smart aleck about it. I know you go to Mass on Sunday. Every Sunday
it's only confusing if you're trying to make it one time and for 2 days.
Right. There's no possible way that you could get 1 + 1 = 1.
Unless you get sick on Christmas or something, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's the greatest thing that happens on the face of the earth. Why wouldn't people not want to be there 2 days in a row?
I wasn't trying to get out of it.
No, I'm not saying but I'm talking about other people.
It's just that vigil masses will coincide with the usual times of Sunday night masses. And so you should treat that as a vigil mass if you can, is what you're saying. So go Sunday morning to Mass, and then either go to the Vigil Mass or to Monday morning Mass for Christmas.
Some people get an inordinate amount of pleasure out of talking as you are doing right now.
Do you think – I'm not – honestly, I'm just trying to understand it. But all right, Father, all right.
Oh, okay.
Again, 888-318-7884 is the number, 888-31-TRUTH if you prefer it that way. Your spiritual life is our topic. If you have questions having to do with your spiritual life, your family life, your prayer life, the sacramental life, just don't ask about Mass schedules. Father is not going to help you if you do that. Father Vincent Serpa is our guest. And we already have a bunch of calls on the line. Shall we, Father?
Okay.
All right. Let's go to Amy in Orange County. Amy, you are on with Father Vincent Serpa. Your question, please.
Hi, Father. Yes, my name is
Hi.
Amy. Mm-hmm. We lived in our house for the last 13 years now. And mm-hmm. just for the last 4 years, the house is starting rumbling and things started moving by itself. And it, almost every night we experience things that it's just out of this world. I got scratched on my body. My daughter had scratched on her body, and the computer turned on things. We had the house blessed. We got holy water, and I played the rosary on the radio, but it's mm-hmm. not helping. And I would just don't know what to do. And my 11-year-old is frightened. He's really scared. He doesn't want to sleep by himself.
Uh-huh. Well, first of all, you or yourself or your children are not in danger. Be sure to frequent the sacraments. You know, make sure that you're in the state of grace. Pray as you should every day anyway. And there's no harm that can come to you. You said you had the priest come and bless it. Is that it?
We had a priest came over 3 years ago. It didn't work.
Well, how long has this been going on?
I talked to about four.
You said
the
three
last
years
four
ago.
Years.
Last four
yes,
years.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, well, you know, three. Having an exorcist come might be a good thing. You know.
How do I do that, Father? Where do we contact the exorcist?
Well, contact the diocese and see. They should be able to give you information on that. You know, whatever diocese you live in. It's nothing to be frightened of. You have far more power. You know, you have, as long as you are in the state of grace, you have the power of God behind you. You have nothing to worry about.
Right. We go to church every Sunday, and my son sits in altar service. But
let this be an opportunity for you to go more frequently, to pray more. That would be a good thing. Not just because of this, to allow this to have a good effect on you, you know. The closer you get to the Lord, whether you have this sort of thing going on or not, the better, because the Lord deserves your nearness and your attention, and it's good for you, you know, that the Lord wants what's good for us, and he knows that the best thing for us is him. We forget that, but we need to recognize it. The closer we stay to him, the better we are off, you know. But it's the most important reason for being close to him is because of who he is and how good he is. He deserves our attention. Okay?
Thank you, Father.
All right.
Welcome.
Thank you very much, Amy, for that call. Father, I think that's counterintuitive, something you said, that many people would say if they felt that there was something spiritually amiss in their home or something, they would say you are in danger. Why do you feel so confident to say you're not in any danger?
Because you're not. As long as you stay close to the Lord, there's nothing that the evil spirits or the Satan can do to you. God is the all-powerful one. The all-powerful one is on the good side. You know, people become afraid of, you know, we fear the wrong things, you know.
Right.
As long as you stay focused on the Lord, as long as you pray, you keep yourself aware of him, the Lord has got your back, he's got your front, he's got over you, all over you, you know.
Yeah.
Receiving him into our bodies, you know, in the Eucharist, good heavens. You know, we don't see the grace that we get, you know, so frequently. And it's grace. It's free. It just gives – all that's required is that we be receptive to it, which means that we not be in the state of sin, mortal sin. But the important thing is to put our eyes on the Lord. It's like Peter, you know, St. Peter was walking on the water until he allowed himself to be distracted by the storm and took his eyes off the Lord, and then he began to sink. He wasn't sinking when he was looking at the Lord, and that's the way it is all the time, you know. The more we are attentive to him, the better off we are.
Father Vincent Serpa is our guest. Your spiritual life is our topic. If you have questions about the spiritual life, the prayer life, family life, all of those are welcome. 888-318-7884. We'll be right back with more with Father Serpa on Catholic Answers Live right after this.
This is Harry Connick Jr., and you're listening to Catholic Answers Live.
Hello, my friends. Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers here. Christmas is coming, and you could buy your loved ones the latest electronic gadget that they don't need, or you could get them something that is going to bring them closer to Jesus Christ. I want you to know about our Catholic Answers annual Christmas sale with hundreds of great faith-building resources all on sale at 20% off when you enter the promo code WINTER at checkout. We have great new resources on Scripture, on church history, the saints, Bible prophecy, and so much more. There's no better time to stock up on resources to build up your faith and the faith of those around you. Call 888-291-8000 or go to shop.catholic.com right now to take advantage of what is truly the best Catholic sale on the internet going on now through the end of the year. And remember, enter the promo code WINTER at checkout to save 20% on hundreds of great resources throughout the store.
Catholic Answers Live is brought to you in part by CatholicSingles.com, the website for Catholics who want to meet others who share their faith and values for faith, fellowship, and love. You can learn more at CatholicSingles.com. Catholic Answers Live thanks CatholicSingles.com for their generous support.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpa. In Luke 1:26, the angel Gabriel greeted Mary with the words, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." He then cautioned her not to fear, that she had found favor with God and was to conceive in her womb a son to be named Jesus. It would be by the Holy Spirit that miraculously she would conceive a child who would be the Son of God. Unlike Zechariah, Mary did not doubt the angel, even though this message was even more extraordinary. It was her humility that won the day. No one else has ever been greeted as being full of grace, not highly favored as some mistranslations state. Some ask where Scripture says that she was immaculately conceived. Here it is. To be full of grace is to have no, absolutely no, evidence of sin whatsoever. Immaculate, humble, holy, and Mother of God, this is who she is. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Your spiritual life is our topic this hour. We take an hour for pastoral concerns, for concerns about prayer and spirituality and sacraments and those kinds of questions. And Father Vincent Serpa is our guest this hour. Father is a Dominican priest and former chaplain here at Catholic Answers. And as you just heard about like 1 second ago, he also does the Catholic Answers Minute. So you had to run into another room, do the Catholic Answers Minute, run back here. Is that what happened, Father? Oh, you're all out of breath now from that? Father, we've been saying hi to people around the world as we approach Christmas. And so we've been saying hi to – we said hi to people in Africa and South America and yesterday Oceania and Australia. And today it's the Philippines. So if anyone wants to say hi to us from the Philippines, just say hi on Facebook or YouTube, and we'll try to say hi to you on the air. And there's a – I found out there's a couple of people I missed earlier who had said hi from Indonesia and South Africa, so I'll get to them as well. So give us a shout-out on Facebook where the show is streaming. You can see Father Serpa, and you can say hi from wherever you are in the Philippines, and we'd love to say hi back to you because Christmas is coming, and we wanted to do something fun. 888-318-7884 is our number. And Gil in Manhattan, New York, listening on Catholic Radio, is you are on with Father Vincent Serpa. Gil, your question.
God bless you. I have a question. In Proverbs 3:5-6, it says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path." Now, I read the Bible in Braille, and I try to memorize Scripture. It's very important. How do you recommend people that are not, say, that interested in sacred scripture, or more into tradition rather than getting into the Word of God. How can I, as a blind person, encourage people to get more in the Word of God? Because, you know, the Bible says that all scripture is God-breathed and is useful for teaching, rebuking, correcting, and training in righteousness, so the man of God may be thoroughly equipped for every good work.
Yeah. But it doesn't mean that it's the only way. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say you can't just spend time thinking about God or just even just reciting the name Jesus reverently as a prayer.
Right.
It doesn't say you can't do that. It's a lot easier to do. I mean, if people don't know how to, there are people who don't know how to read, you know. So the Lord has so many ways of getting to him because he's everywhere, first of all. You know, God is very available. The problem isn't that God isn't available. The problem is that we're not interested, you know. We need to recognize how good he is and how near he is and how much we need him. And that we owe him so much, you know. So I don't worry about those people that don't have access to scripture or aren't interested in it or haven't had access to it or can't read. Don't worry about that because there are many other ways that you can get to the Lord.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes. But I feel it's important because, you know, the Bible says in Matthew, I believe it's verse 4, correct me if I'm wrong, it says that man cannot live on bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God.
Right, and God speaks to us in ways other than Scripture, too. You know, again, I'm not denying the value of Scripture, but there are other ways he does it as well, you know. And certainly for us, yes, Catholics, through the sacraments, you know, through the Eucharist, through our prayer, you know. God speaks to us all the time. We just don't always listen. Yeah. We need to be more sensitive to his presence, you know, in so many ways. You're aware of him. You know, people think of that they can only access God if they can see. No, and even if they can't hear, they can access God. The fact that they are aware and conscious means that they can know who God is and they can pray to him. So, you know, by our very being, we give glory to God. And when we want to praise him in every way that we can, we want our whole being to praise God, then it's just praising him. It's loving him. It's worshiping him. And that's a good thing, too.
Yes.
Okay?
It's important. Thank you. Because Jesus said in Matthew 5:16, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So I'm glad you say that there are other ways as well in reaching people for the kingdom of God.
Mm-hmm. And even if there you don't, you know, he also says that, you know, when you talk to the Lord, go and bar your door, close the door, and speak to God in private. And so God, who hears in private, will reward you for it. So, you know, everything we do, we can give praise to God, whether it's public or private. There's nowhere that God isn't. Okay?
Gil.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and have a very Merry Christmas, Gil.
Oh, thank you. May God richly bless you, and it's my pleasure and treasure talking to you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Gil. It's always a pleasure. Let's go to Anonymous in Texas, listening on Guadalupe Radio. Anonymous, you are on with Father Vincent Serpa. Your question, please.
Hi, Father. I recently got married, and my husband and I are trying to practice natural family planning. Mm-hmm. I've learned a little bit about it by, you know, talking to people about it in church and that kind of thing, but we haven't attended a class. I've kind of just started doing it according to what I already know, but mm-hmm. I'm just concerned because my husband thinks the whole concept is it's difficult. Reality is he just doesn't like it. So I'm really saddened by it. I'm trying to.
What doesn't he like? What doesn't he like?
I'm thinking what he doesn't like is just, you know, he feels there's too many rules. He feels that we're not being as close. He feels that. He's a very shy person. He's still trying to get comfortable with me talking about such a personal matter as far as you know, the way my body works and that type of thing. Mm-hmm. And just the thought of having to, if he already feels uncomfortable talking to me about it and having to talk about that topic, just the thought of having to talk about it with a third party.
It kind of freaks him out, huh?
It freaks him out, and because I suggested a class, you know, he's more than open, you know, being trying to do things naturally, but at the same time, you know, there's certain, you know, days out of the month that it's not possible, and mm-hmm. he just, you know, he's just finding it difficult. He thinks there's so many rules. He feels that we're not close enough, And at the same time, I'm a person that gets bothered very easily. I don't really know how to handle things when I know in my heart that it's the right thing, but when he doesn't, or just in general, people don't see it that way. I don't know how to handle it. You know, I get bothered. I get sad. I'm not the same with him, and I just don't know how to approach the situation.
Well, have you, perhaps if you got a book that he could read, he wouldn't have to do it in front of anybody else. It would be just, you know, him and maybe with you. There's a book out, it's been out for quite a while, but it's a valuable book in this area. It's called Good News About Sex and Marriage by Christopher West. Good News About Sex and Marriage by Christopher West. And he explains the reason for natural family planning, you know, why it's a better way to go, and why the church teaches what it does. Now, is your husband a Catholic?
Yes, he is.
He is, okay. So, and it's
the thing
it's very,
is, Father, that uh-huh. that you know, we were once the traditional Catholics that attended Mass every Sunday, and you know that type of thing. But in the last couple of years, I became more, you know, wanting to learn more about my faith. I became closer. I've learned so much about it, but he hasn't. So, mm-hmm.
Well, this book could be a good. It's very easy to read, and a lot of it is just questions and answers, and they're very very readable, very down to earth, and easy to understand. So I'd encourage you to get a hold of it. We sell it at Catholic Answers, but you can get it, you know, through the internet, in a bookstore, whatever. But I would encourage you to help him. It's a good beginner thing. And as he begins to understand more and is less threatened, he may become more willing to, you know, go further. Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, Father.
Anonymous, thank you very, very much for that call.
We'll be praying for you and him.
Let's go to Mary in Los Angeles, California, listening on Relevant Radio. Mary, we may have to do the question and then the answer after the break thing, but your question for Father Vincent Serpa. Mary? Hello, Mary? Nope. All right. Well, Father Mary's not there, so we will have to come back to Mary. I want to say hi to some people from around the world. Sandeel in South Africa, Denny in India, Luida, Louie, and Marlon in the Philippines. And a very happy Advent and Merry Christmas to you all. It's been fun kind of going around the world, Father. You wouldn't believe where we have people listening. Like, try to think of the most unlikely place, and I'll tell you whether we've had someone listening from there. Siberia?
Down the hall at Catholic Answers?
Yeah. Oh, down the hall at Catholic Answers? No, they're listening right here in the – yeah.
You said unlikely. So.
That's probably true. There's probably lots of people with their radios turned off here in the building. Again,
well, they're working.
Yeah, that's right. 888-318-7884 is our number. If you want that free ebook, The Case for Christmas, Answers to Attacks on Christmas, just go to our website, catholic.com, and it's right there on the banner. You just click the banner, you get the free ebook. And our topic this hour, your spiritual life. Father Vincent Serpa, former chaplain and Dominican priest. Well, our former chaplain, not a former Dominican priest, still a Dominican priest, is here to take your questions on marital issues, issues having to do with family, maybe the holidays, issues having to do with sacraments, the prayer life, how to become closer to God, because your spiritual life is our topic this hour. 888-318-7884, the number. We'll be right back with more after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Every question is important. Ask yours today on Catholic Answers Live.
'Tis the season for Christmas programming. Join EWTN Radio Christmas Eve and Christmas Day for the 48 Hours of Christmas with Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol.
Bob Cratchit applauded.
Let me hear another sound from you, Cratchit, and you'll keep your Christmas by losing your job.
Don't be angry, Uncle. Come, dine with us tomorrow.
But Scrooge refused.
The 48 Hours of Christmas, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day on EWTN Radio.
Tim Staples, Trent Horn, Cy Kellett, Chris Check, Carlo Broussard. Our on-fire lineup of speakers will inform and inspire your audience to grow in their Catholic faith. For more information on booking a Catholic Answers speaker for your event, visit CatholicAnswersSpeakers.com today.
Hello, my friends. Chris Check, president of Catholic Answers here. Christmas is coming, and you could buy your loved ones the latest electronic gadget that they don't need, or you could get them something that is going to bring them closer to Jesus Christ. I want you to know about our Catholic Answers annual Christmas sale, with hundreds of great faith-building resources all on sale at 20% off when you enter the promo code WINTER at checkout. We have great new resources on Scripture, on church history, the saints, Bible prophecy, and so much more. There's no better time to stock up on resources to build up your faith and the faith of those around you. Call 888-291-8000 or go to shop.catholic.com right now to take advantage of what is truly the best Catholic sale on the internet, going on now through the end of the year. And remember, enter the promo code WINTER at checkout to save 20% on hundreds of great resources throughout the store.
Your spiritual life is our concern this hour on Catholic Answers Live. Next hour, Steve Ray will be here. We're going to talk a little bit about the nativity of Jesus from the perspective of a man named Joseph. You're familiar with him, Father Joseph, right?
Yes, indeed, the patron of the Universal Church.
Yeah, did you ever think about what it must have been like for him, all that, the birth of Jesus and all that? We're going to talk a little bit about that next hour. This hour, if you have questions about the spiritual life, your prayer life, family life, give a call, 888-318-7884, 888-318-7884. We go right now to Norma in Loudoun County, Virginia, listening to EWTN on Sirius Satellite Radio. Norma, your question for Father Serpa.
Hi. Hey, Cy, how are you?
I am very well, thanks. How are you?
Good, thanks. So I wanted to ask, I've heard a lot of times, and I've got a general idea, but I kind of want to hear the whole thing together. What is the correct way to offer up suffering, and what does it mean when you are told to suffer well?
Well, suffering isn't—it's not a hard thing to do. I mean, the suffering part is hard, but you know, if you got it, you got it. You know, but as far as offering it up, it might as well. You know, as some would say, it's free and it doesn't hurt. You know, go ahead. It's just a matter of the attitude we have. When we recognize that this is being asked of us, we have an opportunity to endure something. Patiently, because we think of it reminds us of what our Lord endured for us, and so it's an opportunity for us to love Him back for all that He suffered on our behalf. So, doing it well is just a matter of doing it. You know, if you want it, it's willing it. You willed to offer this to the Lord, and it hurts, and you choose to do that rather than not do it or not only not do it, but complain and be angry about it, be resentful of it. But to accept it for as long as the Lord is willing to ask it of us, there's a choice there. And to make that choice is a choice to love. You know, it's an expression of our love for Him. So that's just what we choose to do. You know, it's not a super difficult thing to understand. It's the pain is the hard part, and if it's there already, might as well do something good with it rather than something, you know, not good with it. Okay.
specifically, what is the, is there a correct way or an incorrect way to offer it up, or how does one go about if you are facing a struggle or suffering, what is the correct way to, is it a prayer, is it a particular?
Oh, you just say, Lord, this is for you. You know, it's not okay. Any complicated, difficult thing. You just you know, it's like loving people. It's not difficult to love people. It's not you have to have any particular technique to put oneself out for people we love. We just do it because we want to, you know, and it's a natural thing. It comes naturally to us. We're created for it. We're designed for it. So when we have difficulty, we offer it lovingly to the Lord because we want this to be an expression of our love for him because he matters to us. And we're willing to endure that because he's so good. So there's no one particular technique. It's just a matter of willing it, saying, Lord, I want you to have this. I love you, you know, even though it hurts. Okay? And it doesn't have to, you know, you're not going to feel good, physically, because, you know, whatever it is, the hurt is going to remain there unless he wants to remove it. But the good thing is that you will experience some joy knowing that you're loving the Lord.
Norma, thank you very, very much for the call. Again, Father Vincent Serpa is our guest this hour, and we are talking about your spiritual life. If you have questions in that regard, give us a call, 888-318-7884. Concepcion in Contra Costa, California, listening on Relevant Radio. You are on with Father Vincent Serpa. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Did I pronounce your name wrong?
I'm out of a call. Thank you very much for taking my call.
Oh, very happy to.
Where in Contra Costa County do you live?
Pleasant Hill.
Oh, Pleasant Hill, sure. Okay, it's not far away. Just over the bridge from where I am.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, I had a question about reconciliation at the church that I go to. We had a beautiful reconciliation service. Of course, you know, almost the whole church was full of people to go to confession. Mm-hmm. We had like 8 priests. Mm-hmm. I came from different parishes, and obviously, you know, they had a timeline. I want to go to confession because I want to take the Holy Sacrament for Easter, for Christmas. And when I finish, I realize, oh, I forgot some things that I didn't say. And I forgot to say at the end what you usually say, you know, for this and any sins that I have forgotten. Mm-hmm. I ask for forgiveness. So I even forgot to say that. I was nervous, I guess. Mm-hmm. And so now I'm feeling, should I go to the sacrament? Take the sacrament?
Certainly, it's okay, because every time you go to confession, if you forget something, that sin is forgiven anyway. If you remember it later on, you mention it the next time you go to confession, not because it hasn't been forgiven, but because you want to express your sorrow for your sin. And so you mention it to him, but it's already forgiven. So you don't have to worry about, you don't even have to say that, I'm sorry for these lessons of my past life, because that happens every time, whether you say that or not. So you're all set for Christmas. But I would encourage you to go receive the Holy Sacrament more often than just once in a while. You could do that every day if you wanted to, if you were able to get to church. That great gift that is the Lord himself in the Eucharist is available to us. 24/7, you know, 24 hours, not 24/7, but seven days a week. I would encourage you to do that. Okay.
Does that ease your burden a little bit, Concepcion? Does that?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Very good. Very good. That's what Father does, because you have this belief, Father, that God loves us and wants us to be at peace with him.
Yeah. I wonder where I got that.
Where did you get that, Father? Where did you get that? I would think it was Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John is probably where you got that. Concepcion, thanks again very much for that call. 888-318-7884 is our number. And Joel in Rinaldo Hills, California, listening on Relevant Radio. You are on with Father Vincent Serpa.
Yes, good afternoon. Hi.
Hi.
So I'm a practicing Catholic, and I like to go around wishing Merry Christmas to my fellow brothers and sister, Protestant brothers and sisters. It's my understanding Christmas is a season and not a day. So with that being said, I like to actually go around and wish them a Merry Christmas even on July 2nd, where New Year's is kind of very fresh. And they look at me funny, and I know that I'm politically correct when using the words, hey, okay, Merry Christmas. So I want to have a better approach or a rebuttal to them when they say to me, no, Christmas has passed. Because I understand Christmas is a season. I believe there's 12 days. And then I think the first day is December 25th, and then you would count the 12 days after that, hence the song 12 Days of Christmas. So, again, there's many ways to approach this, but I figured I'd go to the experts. And how would you handle when someone says to you, oh, Christmas has passed? What would be a good reply back to that?
Well, we live with the effects of Christmas every day of the year, actually. And we wouldn't say Merry Christmas in July or May because it's not – you know, it's not the time of the year where we actually celebrate the birth of the Lord in a special way, but we feel the effects of that. I mean, we're redeemed because of that. It was because he became flesh that he was able to die on the cross and redeem us. So Christmas is the precursor to Good Friday. And so you can say, well, the joy of Christmas is something that lasts all the time if we recognize who Jesus is. So, but you know, I wouldn't be inclined to do that because it just, unless I wanted to get into a discussion with people about it. But we celebrate, you know, we celebrate the season of Christmas up until the Epiphany, but. Not everybody does, and we recognize that. I mean, it's however you want to do it. I mean, there's no one way to do this. If you want to, it gives you an opportunity to discuss what Christmas is with people. That's not a bad thing, if that's what you want to do.
Okay.
Okay. So. Just basically, I can reply back to them when they say Christmas has passed. That was last week. I can say, well, Christmas is all year long. I mean, is that kind of like the answer?
Well, the effects of Christmas are all year long, but the time for that most people in our culture understand it is when it's the day. You're countering the culture to do that, and people, you know, I don't know how impressive that's going to be to people, but. You know, if you want to do it, do it. But don't be surprised if they I don't know if there's any answer to give them. It's all you, what you want them, however you want it, however you want to answer them. You know, that's as much as I have to say about it.
I think you wore him out, Joel. I think you wore Father out. But Joel, a very happy Advent and a Merry Christmas to you.
Yes, absolutely.
You as well.
We got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. If you're in the Philippines and you watch us on Facebook or YouTube, just say hi. Tell us where you are in the Philippines. We'd like to say hi to you. We'll say hi to Olgi in Puerto Rico and Maria in Lebanon and Shirley in Guam because I haven't gotten to any of those places. So Merry Christmas to you. I guess I should still be saying Happy Advent. We'll be right back with more Your Spiritual Life with Father Vincent Serpa right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Let us help you with your question today on Catholic Answers Live.
At Christmas, who does not want to be the one who gives not just a gift that keeps on giving, but a gift also of lasting meaning? If you want to bring someone into a deeper relationship with Jesus Christ in a steady and nearly effortless way, get him or her a subscription to Catholic Answers Magazine. Until the end of the year, Catholic Answers Magazine is available for $10 off, and when you purchase a subscription, you get a subscription to the digital edition for free. That's right, $10 off a one-year subscription and 20 off two-year subscriptions, plus a free subscription to the digital edition. With a deal like this, Catholic Answers Magazine is the perfect gift for anyone who wants to learn more about the Catholic faith. Friends, family, high school and college students, seminarians, even your pastor. Catholic Answers Magazine will change the hearts of those who read it, and it will help them bring the gospel to others. Visit CatholicAnswersMagazine.com to sign friends and family up today. That's CatholicAnswersMagazine.com.
Do you love praying for people? Have you ever wanted to use your gift of prayer to share Jesus with others and build up the body of Christ? Start a public prayer station with St. Paul Street Evangelization. Listen to people's needs, pray with them, or invite them to meet you at church. St. Paul Street Evangelization can help you get started. Find out how at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
We as Catholics need to stand strong, to be prepared to mount a daily defense, to respond to the many challenges that we as believers are presented with every day. Jimmy Akin is here to help. His innovative new book, A Daily Defense, takes up a different challenge for every day of the year, 366 in all, teaching you how you can defend the faith and give answers to Catholics and skeptics alike. And it's user-friendly, with challenges and answers indexed alphabetically, so finding the answers can be quick and easy. Order your copy of A Daily Defense today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I'm getting fired up for Christmas coming. I really am. I'm getting fired up for Christmas, Father. Get to see all the nieces and nephews and cousins and all that stuff. Our number, 888-318-7884. Our guest, Father Vincent Serpa, and our topic, whatever is on your mind having to do with your spiritual life. If you have a question about advancing in prayer or getting along with a family member or any of them, maybe a marital question, give us a call, 888-318-7884. On YouTube, Father, Hassan is watching us on YouTube and asks this: what if a Muslim hears the gospel and rejects it? Will he for sure be lost?
Well, if he hears the gospel, what does that mean? Does it mean he hears and understands it and it moves him and then he rejects it?
Uh-huh.
Or does it mean that he doesn't appeal to him and so he doesn't follow it? So much depends on the situation and the context and on whether he is fully aware of what he's rejecting. And I suspect in many instances, such a person would not be. But if a person sees the value of the faith and rejects it anyway, then yes, then the person is choosing to go against the truth, and there's a price to pay for that.
So just a casual hearing of the gospel, maybe you're flipping through the channels and you see a televangelist who gives some outline of the gospel, that maybe the televangelist is not appealing to you, or you got a headache that day.
And whether you really understand what's going on, or you're seeing the, you know, in other words, is it whether the grace, there's grace there and you're deliberately rejecting it, or whether you're just seeing something that it's a piece of information, but it doesn't, at that point, you're not in a position to understand really fully the nuances, what it really means.
Yeah.
Certainly, that wouldn't be rejecting the gospel. It's rejecting something that doesn't sound very interesting to you, or something that other people believe, but you haven't let it, you know. So you're not seeing the value of it. If you see the value of it and then you reject it, that's another matter.
Yeah. So it's not a superstition. It's not a superstition. Ooh, no. You heard it, and you. It's a matter of. Yeah, it's much more a human thing than that. But the fact is, if you hear the gospel and you know that it's the truth and yet reject it, that is condemnatory.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go to an anonymous caller in Joplin, Missouri, listening on EWTN. Anonymous, you are on with Father Vincent Serpa. Your question.
Yes, thank you for taking my call. Can you hear me?
You got to get as close to the phone as you can there, Anonymous. And if you're on speaker, try to get off speaker.
Okay, can you hear me now?
We can, yeah.
Okay, thank you so much for taking my call. I'm Catholic. I raised my children Catholic. And they both left the church, and they go to a non-denominational church, and I have grandchildren now. Can I myself baptize my grandchildren with holy water?
Well, to baptize the child and not give the child any instruction into what has happened to him is inadequate, and there's no point to that. You need to, unless the child's in danger of death, that would be another matter. But as far as just baptizing the child and then letting him live in a non-Catholic atmosphere where you know there's no religiosity or very little religiosity isn't really helping the child that much. It's important for people to know the, you know, the sacrament that they've received and to willingly accept it, or at least to understand it. As time goes by, they may need to grow into it. If they're babies, they can't understand what's going on, but they need to be, you know, if you're going to be there to be able to explain it to them every day, that's another matter, but still, there's no guarantees that will happen. The church does not encourage people to do that at all. No. Unless the parents give you that leeway and you're in their home every day or on a regular basis. Okay.
Okay, I've got one question that goes along with that real quick.
Okay.
My granddaughter is getting dedicated this Sunday in a non-denominational church. Uh-huh. Can I go?
Well, the Lord didn't speak of dedicating. He spoke of baptizing. And we don't dedicate children. A lot depends on how that's going to affect your relationship with the child and with the parents. If it's going to keep you away from the child, that might not be a good idea to stay away because you want to have influence over it. On the other hand, to go to it and have people think that you think it's a good idea instead of doing that instead of baptism, that's not a good thing. So it depends on how you handle it. Okay, that's up to you.
Anonymous, thanks. We're going to try to keep moving here to get everybody in. If we can, we'll go to Keith in Amarillo, Texas, listening on St. Valentine's Radio. Keith, your question for Father Vincent Serpa.
Hi, Father. Happy Advent. And I was going to ask you about my wife who converted probably seven years ago after we got married. And she hasn't been to Mass for the last 2 years. She says that the Lord knows her soul and knows her, and that she doesn't have to go to Mass. How do I?
When did the Lord tell her that she didn't have to go to Mass? It's not in Scripture. It's not in any of the teachings of the Church. Where did she get that idea?
She got that from when she was a Protestant.
Uh-huh. And so basically when you said she converted, you need to ask her what she converted to, because it doesn't sound like she's converted that much. You need to be able to discuss this with her, not in the sense of correcting her and putting her down, but just asking some questions. You know, why are you doing this? You committed yourself to becoming a Catholic. Do you not want to be a Catholic anymore? You know, you don't want to receive the Eucharist anymore? Do other things no longer matter? What happened? You know, you need to get into conversation that way. And then you can let her know that you're very concerned about her soul. And do it in a loving way, because it should be an act of love. You know, you're doing this because you care about her, and you need to let her know that. So it's not an argument.
Yes,
that you're going to get into an argument, but you're concerned about her soul because you love her, you know. See where that goes.
Okay.
And we'll pray for her too.
Thank you very much, Father.
You're welcome. Take care.
Thanks, Keith. We're going to play roulette here, Father. You're on Catholic Answers Live. Where are you calling from, and what's your question?
North Dakota.
Oh, North Dakota. Oh. All right. I'm glad we got you on.
Blowing cold up here, getting ready to get 30 below.
Yeah, well, it's December in North Dakota. I don't know what you were expecting.
I was trying to leave last week.
Your question for Father?
You know, I've been listening to the station. I really didn't have a question. You know, here's my feeling. I'm a recovering alcoholic 4 years now. I'm 51 years old. I've got five children, one a Special Olympian, nominated for the Athlete of the Year Award here in North Dakota. But I also have a 30-year-old who's struggling with opiates.
Oh.
You know, I think when a lot of people are listening to the radio like I do, a lot of them are just looking for answers without even calling in, because they don't know how to ask the questions. And, you know, I've found out, you know, and I've walked away from the Lord many times, but each time I come back and each time that I work in my community and I pray hard for the things that I need, He's always delivered to me. And, you know, and I just wanted to see if you folks were interested in having me, you know, tell one or two of my stories and how God just reached down, picked me up, and, you know, I have a conscience that means I know I have a soul, and you know, things bother me, I have guilt, all this stuff, and he just comes and he delivers for me every time. I was
Tell me again your first name. I missed your first name.
My name is Jack.
Oh, okay, Jack. Maybe you didn't say it. Jack, Father, earlier you were talking about the fact that God is always with us and we do have access to God. And perhaps what Jack is saying, that's what you were talking about.
Could be. Yeah, sure. We fall and we dust ourselves off, ask forgiveness, and then hopefully cooperate with the grace he gives us. Are you a Catholic?
Oh, go ahead. You know, I just wanted to add that.
Are you a Catholic?
I'm not a Catholic, but my neighbor's a Catholic, you know, and I live right across the street from Corpus Christi Catholic Church, you know.
Hey, go into it sometime, Jack. Father, go ahead. You were going to say.
I was just going to say, you go to confession and you receive certain special graces and encouragement from the priest. But even if you're not a Catholic, again, if you're repentant and you ask the Lord for forgiveness, that's an important thing to do. You know,
Jack. So, I'm sorry, Father. I want to try to get one more call in before we go. Jack, sure. God bless you and Merry Christmas, and thank you for sharing how good the Lord has been in your life. Chris in Boise, Idaho, listening on Salt and Light Radio. You are on with Father Serpa. Your question, please, Chris.
Do dogs go to heaven, Father?
Well,
not the bad ones.
Well, the thing is, our dogs, are there good dogs and bad dogs? I mean, they're good dogs and bad dogs according to our use of them, but they're not capable of sinning. But they're not capable of sanctity either. And people want to know if dogs are in heaven. The Lord who created dogs is in heaven, and the good that he put into dogs, he has in spades. You know, he's the ultimate good. So in a sense, anything good is in heaven because the source of all good is there. So that sounds very abstract, but it's true. And whatever you delight in dogs, you will delight in heaven.
Father, but may I ask a question? Because Chris, I'm sorry, but I want to follow up with Father on this. When we're resurrected, won't there be a new heaven and a new earth?
Yeah, the scripture says there will be, and we don't know exactly what that'll be. What I said is still holds. The Lord is the source of all good, and the good that we know there, you know, even in the people we know and even ourselves, is beyond anything we can imagine now.
Right.
So, you know, to get too specific about heaven is you know, talking about what we have not experienced and what we can't understand yet because we don't have that ability yet.
But dogs do communicate some of the goodness of God to us.
Certainly. Absolutely. And so do fleas.
I don't know if I agree. No, okay, all right, I'm going to think about that one, Father. But none of the goodness that God has given us in this world is taken away in the next. It's only increased.
It's increased.
Father, may we have your blessing.
May the peace and blessing of Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit descend upon you and remain with you forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you very much, Father. Have a very Merry Christmas up there in the wilds of Northern California. Next up, Father, next up, Steve Ray will be here. We're going to talk about the Nativity of our Lord, which is approaching, but we'll talk about it from the perspective of Saint Joseph, who had very special responsibilities and had a very special holiness to make him the caretaker of the Lord and the Lord's mother. We'll get to all that when we come back after this on Catholic Answers Live. Oh, yeah, see you next year, Father. Right.